Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here is our producer and engineer, Stephen Sheldon.
Hey there.
How are we doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. Summer's moving along. Now, let me tell you a funny story.
Okay.
So, you know, Pat Carney, who's been listening to us forever, and he always says 4th of July, summer's over. Well, guess what?
Done.
He broke his ankle this year, the week before July 4th.
Okay.
And he has to be off his foot for 2 months. So summer's over.
Summer's over.
So I was sort of.
I'm sorry.
Feel better, my friend. But, you know, he's been involved with the show for years, maybe
years
25 years. But, you know, interesting, though, like to say, son of a gun, the guy, you know, is.
He predicted his own demise.
Yeah, 2 months. That's the end of that. Sorry, summer's over. It's interesting. Being positive isn't always easy in our lives, but that's, you know, he's like laid up, I mean, for all of this time. But, I mean, you probably know people like that who've had to hobble around or, you know, people who've had knee replacements or hip replacements. It's not easy to remain positive in the middle of all of that, you know?
No, not at all.
And I never met a doctor who says, this isn't going to be painful, you're going to be fine.
Because if they told you that, you wouldn't have it done.
Yeah. And people have said that to me, like, I have to get both hips done. God, I would never do it if I knew.
Right. See?
You know, like, oh.
But they feel better afterwards.
Well,
but,
everybody gets better afterwards. You know, that's the truth of the matter.
It's a gruel.
Remaining positive isn't easy in this world, and I think that's part of what God calls us to, you know, to recognize that in the midst of our lives, you know, we got to be positive. We got to see the full side of the glass versus the empty side of the glass. And there's something good about that in our lives. You know, the positive attitude feeds our spirituality, feeds our joy, feeds our relationships. It's a good thing to be a positive person. That's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, that gift of having a positive attitude. So to start us off today, this is Bob Seger. It's called Against the Wind.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore. Against the wind, we were young and strong, we were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, and I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. Found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about pain or even how much I owed. Against the wind, I deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out. Against the wind, I'm still running against the wind. I'm older now, but still running against the wind. Well, I'm older now and still running against the wind. Against the wind. Against the wind. I'm still running.
Some of life is against the wind. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong about that. I think that's just how it goes in our lives sometimes. You know, one of the great authors of a lot of books on spirituality was St. Ignatius of Loyola. Now, St. Ignatius, like if you went to a Jesuit school, he's the founder of the Jesuits. Our Pope is a Jesuit. So St. Ignatius is, you know, a real hero to a lot of people. And he would write about spirituality in terms of desert and oasis. And he would say most of the time it's desert. It's always now and then that we get these oasis moments that excite us. So, you know, those oasis moments are those positive moments in our lives, but the desert moments are those against the wind moments, and there's enough of those to go to get around, you know. But it's what we do with them. You know, it's how we recognize them when we're in them and say, well, you know what, I'm going to get through this. Somehow or another, I'm going to bounce around this, and I'm going to come to that oasis again in my life. So if you've known the desert, if you've been in the desert, you know, recognize that God is with us, calling us to the oasis, that we're going to get there eventually, and somehow or another, God will help us to get to that next moment, and we will get to that next moment, and it will happen, you know, just through the many gifts that God's given us. Here's the Doobie Brothers. This is called It Keeps You Running.
Say where you're gonna go.
Keeps you running. That's the story of our lives, isn't it? But what keeps your engine running? What keeps the fuel going through your engine? You know, and I think that's spirituality. I think that's prayer. I think in all of our lives, no matter what we do, no matter who we are, no matter how many times you go to Mass in a week or a year or a decade, it's about prayer in our lives. It's about a relationship with God that is very fundamental. I think that's part of what we need in our lives in order to just recognize where we are or to recognize where God is in our life. It's not easy to do that, but that's that commitment that says, yeah, I'm going to recognize that there's something else going on here. I'm going to recognize it. It's not just about the mundane every day, but there are these things that I do. There are these encounters that I have that are a little more than me. They're about love. They're about understanding. They're about meeting somebody on another level and say, yes, something good's happening here. So we have to find that in our lives. We have to understand what keeps us running, what fuels us. Maybe you need to change the fuel. Maybe it's about changing the fuel to a more positive kind of experience of prayer and see how that works. See how that runs through your engine, if you will. I know a lot of analogy here, but it kind of works because I think that's one of the ways that we can really find God working in our lives and be fueled with that positive attitude. Here's Steve Winwood. This is called Roll With It. I wish I was that kind of guy, and I really can't, with all honesty, preach it to you on this radio show, roll with it, because I don't roll with things either. I get upset when somebody says something, and it's hard to roll with things, and the little things do bother me. You know, I think that's part of who we are as human beings. How do we get beyond that? How do we deal with it when we have a difficult time rolling with things? I look to other people who live very mellow lives or seemingly can really roll with things, and I admire them, and I say, how do they do this? This is amazing. Some of that is about being grounded in prayer, and I think some of it is also attitudinal, right? People we know who are just calm and they don't get crazed about things and they just have this ability to get through life without these major explosions. Now, I don't have a lot of major explosions, but little things do bother me. I have to say that. I have to kind of work them through. So what do we do with that? If you're like me, what do we do? Well, we have to pray all the time, ask God to take things out of our hearts and some disappointment out of our heads and help us to be the best that we can be, because we can get plagued by that stuff and those tapes play again and again in our head. I remember when I spoke to Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys one time, he said to me, that's those voices. He goes, the voices in my head play again and again and again and tell me I'm no good. And I start to believe that after a while. So I have to fight them off all the time. Not just Brian Wilson, right? We have those tapes too. How do we get beyond that? I think that's part of that positive attitude we have to recognize and somehow get rid of those voices through prayer and acceptance of who we are, recognizing that we're not perfect, but God has made us ultimately. Here's Tom Petty, Even the Losers. Getting lucky is an important part of our life. Because that's sometimes how our attitudes change, by just luck, by just an experience in our lives. And I don't mean hitting the lottery necessarily. I just mean, you know, meeting the right person, seeing the right moment, discovering something new about ourselves, seeing a book that we pick up and all of a sudden this feeds our life tremendously. Going to church and all of a sudden the priest says something and it's like he's preaching to you personally. I've had that experience a million times as a preacher where somebody will say to me after Mass, I never met you, but I feel like you're speaking to me personally. That's the Holy Spirit coming in and stepping in and saying, yes, we get lucky sometimes. Sometimes we get lucky and God speaks to us in a very beautiful way, in a kind of direct way. There's something important about that. We need to look for that moment in our lives because that's those turnaround moments. Those are those moments that turn around sadness, they turn around difficulty and help us to see that God's with us in it all and wants us to be happy and wants us to be healthy. But ultimately, it's about luck sometimes too. It's about being open to luck, being open to the Spirit and say, yeah, this is going to happen. It's going to make life much more enjoyable and better for me. That's kind of what we're called to, and that's what God calls us to keep be on the lookout for all the time. Hey, here's AC/DC. This is called It's a Long Way to the Top.
Shout!
Where is the top for you? What's the top? Is the top money? Is the top prestige? Is the top a bunch of keys on a key ring? I don't know what it is, really, the top. The top for me is joy and happiness. It's that, again, that gift of hope and recognizing hope in our lives. We have to sort of figure that out. We have to figure out what our priority is and recognize that goal in our life and say, well, if it's going to be all about money, I'm going to have to lose a lot of other things. I'm going to have to lose relationships. I'm going to have to lose spirituality. I'm going to have to lose the gifts that God has given me, some of them, so that I can just pursue money. Hopefully it's about something a little bit deeper than that. Hopefully it's a focus that says, yeah, people matter. Relationships matter. The gifts that people have given me in my life matter, like love and acceptance and friendship and forgiveness and mercy. Yeah, all of those things matter. So hopefully over time, the way to the top sort of changes. When we're kids, the way to the top is always money, right? But I think as we get older, we begin to see, well, we're not going to die the richest people on earth. And so we have to find happiness and joy and satisfaction in the things of life, which are really more important than money anyway. I know a lot of wealthy people, and a lot of them are not happy. That's the truth of the matter. They have the same struggles as you and I have. And there's something about that that's so important to recognize that, yeah, in our lives, we all struggle. You know, and there's something good about that common struggle, but there's also something good about recognizing where the top really is. And that's really knowing God's love, knowing friendship in our life, and having that gift of hope. That's what it's all about. It's really all about that spirituality. Here's Yes, This Is Called Changes.
there's no way to save it now. And everything I feel changes. Keep looking for changes. Changes.
Senior Jim, you're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about having a positive attitude today. It is about change sometimes, and we have tremendous power in our lives to change things. If you're feeling lousy about something, one of the things that we can do, which is incredible, is just forgive somebody. Can you imagine that? Just forgive them, and that's the end of it, and move on. That's an incredible gift. It really is like playing God in a way, because you can just let it go and it's over with. Even if you haven't spoken to that person, even if that person is unattainable as far as getting them, maybe they've gone home to God, maybe they moved away, maybe they would never speak to you again. But maybe if they've hurt you, you can just say, that's it, I forgive them, and it's finished. And if we let it go, amazing things can happen in our lives. And that's part of the challenge, I think, is to let things go so that we can change the attitude. We can change who we are. So it's not that we're stuck in a negative attitude. No, there's always that gift of being able to change that. And God calls us to be those people who recognize that, that yes, we can change. We have this incredible ability to change, not to just be like everybody else, but to change to be in who we've been called to be and who God has called us to be, and to be those people who forgive and recognize that power of forgiveness that allows us to let go and allows us to grow once again. It's an amazing, amazing gift. Here's Blues Traveler, an old one. I love this one. But anyway.
Still be friends, and she didn't care. But anyway, I tried last week for to go, and she wasn't home. But anyway, I think I'll spend my life alone. I really don't care right now. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion, the kind of thing that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe then shake hands. It's bad for me, but anyway, I don't think that TV was joking when it told me this, but anyway, the newsman said not to sit on strange colored seats. It's my life he's trying to save. But anyway, I found out that I got a cancer, too many television waves. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion, kind of thing that you must understand.
will find us. Quite a long shot, but anyway, I think the past is behind us. We were confusing in that. But anyway, I put all my hope in tomorrow. It's gonna be great, I can tell, but anyway, I see a new day in morning. I like to see it later, well, but anyway, it's a state of affairs, a state of emotion. The kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you one thing, you tell me another, we walk away, maybe then shake hands.
About moving on, it's about letting go, and sometimes in our lives, as I said before, that's really what it's all about. It's about dismissing things that seem difficult, dismissing things that didn't go the way we wanted them to go in our lives, dismissing relationships that hurt us in some way, and saying, I'm moving on, I'm not living with this the rest of my life, I'm moving on. That kind of attitude isn't indignant. That isn't a non-humble way to approach life. It's what God wants us to do. God wants us to be able to grow and continue to discover our gifts. Sometimes we get stunted. Sometimes we just can't grow anymore. It's like one of those pots. You know, I have some pots out on my deck growing plants. And as the plants grow, even the basil plants, the sage plants, they got to be transplanted into a bigger pot. Because if you don't, what happens ultimately, these clay pots, they just break apart because the plant is too big for the pot. Sometimes in our lives, that's what happens. The anger and the disappointment builds up and the pot just can't take it anymore. You're going to crack, you know. It's about getting that bigger pot. It's about that new vision. It's about letting things go and help us to see that there's health out there. There's happiness out there. We have to find that way to transplant ourselves, if you will, into a holier kind of atmosphere, but also recognize that God is with us, calling us to the same exact thing, saying, you're going to get out of this. It's going to be okay because I'm not leaving your side. I'm going to be with you all the way. And that matters all the more in a way. Here's the Police. This is called King of Pain.
the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday.
What's your pain threshold? Have you ever known someone or loved someone who has no pain threshold at all? You shake their hand, they're like, ow, ow. You know, it's incredible. Sometimes people put up a tremendous amount of pain, other times none. And it's interesting that that's just the way God has created us. And certainly as life goes on, I think we're able to tolerate a lot more pain in our lives. It's an interesting thing that we can really bear with a lot of things that are not easy because somehow God gives us the strength to do that. Like walk somebody we love home to God, somebody who we know is not going to get better, who we love, and having to take that walk with them. That's not always easy, is it? Or to have a son or daughter who's addicted or a spouse who's addicted, know that this is not going to be easy, but we continue to walk with them. Those are the things of life that give us, first of all, strength, but also give us a sense of needing to be able to depend on God, depend on God's love for us and God's guidance in our lives. So we can never give up, but sometimes we walk through the pain. We walk through the difficulty in our lives and recognize that God is with us in the midst of it all, even on those painful days, even in those painful moments I described. God's with us, helping us all the way. Here's an old one. This is great. I think I had this on a 45. This is Argent. It's called Hold Your Head Up.
Thank you.
sometimes that's exactly what it's about, being able to hold our head up, to be able to go to church and stare at the crucifix or stare at the altar and say, Lord, here I am. And there's something about that that's really important, because I think it says, you know, here I am, not perfect. Here I am, a broken man, a broken woman, but I need your help and I need you to walk with me. It's an admission of the fact that we're not alone. Sometimes hold your head up, you know, sounds a little indignant. It's absolutely the different than that. I think it's the opposite. I think it's about recognizing that we need each other, that we're dependent on one another, that we recognize that, yeah, ultimately in our lives, we don't get through life alone. We need other people. We need people to help us and to guide us, and some people to beat us up along the way too and say to us, you're wrong. And I think that's how we grow. I think that's how we find a better way, is by getting that kind of advice, accepting that kind of advice in our lives. Calls us to hold our heads up. That matters all the more. I've been asking Sheldon for weeks. Let's play the Beatles. Here they are, Getting Better.
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school.
That's the positive attitude we need, and that's the positive direction that God calls us to head in, to recognize that it's getting better all the time. The song doesn't talk about perfect people. It talks about imperfect people, but it's getting better. In our lives, hopefully we can get better. We can admit our fault, admit our brokenness, admit the fact that, yeah, it's not always perfect, but hopefully it's getting better in time. There's something powerful about that. God calls us to joy. He calls us to be positive. He calls us to see the glasses half full. How do we do it? We got to work at it. It takes some work, but the work is well worth it, because it's where we find joy. It's going to be where we find faith. And ultimately in our lives, it's where hope is going to reign. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the most positive man I know, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.